Welcome to the Pre-Snap Podcast presented by Linestar. Your top prop bets plus touchdown calls and our picks for Super Bowl 58 alongside Tyler Weaven. I am Shannon Somerville. Tyler, we're back in action for some more prop bets that we like in this one. And the lines haven't moved a ton since we came out with our first video, but we still, there's some other props that we like in this one. But either way, this is going to be a good one. You know, it's all coming together in Las Vegas in this one. Any overall thoughts on Super Bowl week so far? Any news coming out that has jumped out to you? Like, I don't know, any Taylor Swift news or conditions of the practice field of the 49ers? Or there's a lot going on. You know, on media day, they asked some ridiculous questions. And I don't know if you're a Harry Potter fan, but one of the questions that George Kittle was asked was, you know, which house he would be in Harry Potter in the little sorting hat, which he would be. So, you know, those are the hard hitting questions we're getting this week. Basically, you know, all the answers are going to come on Sunday in this one. So we're trying to come up with some answers ahead of time, though, in these prop bets. I think we've got some pretty good ones. And in our first video that we came out with three prop bets. And actually, since last week, the lines really haven't moved a ton. We gave out the rushing attempts under for CMC. That was Linestar's props AI pick. Still endorsing that one. Tyler, are you still endorsing your pick of Mahomes over 36.5 pass attempts?
Yes.
Line hasn't changed, actually.
Yeah, the line has actually got better. So it was nice. -130 when we talked about it. It's now -115. And, you know, so I just like it more.
My bet was Brock Purdy over 10.5 rushing yards. That has jumped up to 12.5. I still like the over there. Obviously not as much, but hey, I think he can do it in this one against a Chiefs defense that has struggled against the rush of opposing quarterbacks in this one. I thought Lamar Jackson would torch them last week, but for whatever reasons that I think should be a criminal offense, Lamar Jackson didn't have more than 3 designed runs in that entire game, which is just blasphemous. But we're talking about this game. Brock Purdy, not necessarily a runner, but in this game, I think he might have a couple scampers and hit that. So still endorsing those three props. But we've actually got a couple new ones that jumped out to us over the course of the week. Some new ones have emerged, whether you're playing on Underdog Fantasy, PrizePicks, Sleeper, Chalkboard, wherever you're placing your bets. By the way, if you are using those sports books, make sure to use the promo code LINESTAR when you download them and you can get up to $100 of your first deposit match. Got to throw that out there. All right, Tyler, have you come across any other prop bets that you are interested in placing ahead of Super Bowl 58?
I have. I like Rashee Rice over 65.5 receiving yards. It's -135. On the season, he's averaged 6.4 targets for 58.5 yards. In the playoffs, however, that's up to 8.3 targets a game and 74.4 yards per game. So he's averaging, you know, 9 more yards than this line. And I think he's in a really good spot here to bounce back. He had 2 games in a row of a little bit below average, output from the yardage standpoint. However, he was still targeted, still got catches. Just didn't get there yards wise. I think some variance is going to go in his direction and he's going to hit over the 65.5 line.
Yeah, when you're assessing kind of the offenses and some of the overs for the receiving yards, especially, and looking at just at both of these teams, you kind of got to put on your coaching cap, right? And Tyler, if I am the 49ers defense, I am doing everything possible to keep the ball away from Travis Kelce in this one. So I think there is opportunity there for Rashee Rice, and I like the spot. So I fully endorse your pick as well. For my pick, you know what? That 49ers offense, there's a lot of great playmakers, but the playmaker I'm looking forward to this weekend that might just make the difference in this game, Nick Bosa. And I like his prop for over 0.5 sacks in this one. He had 2 sacks in the NFC Championship game against the Lions, averaging 0.7 sacks per game over the course of the season. And I think the biggest mismatch for this Chiefs offense is Bosa going up against Kansas City's offensive line, and specifically Juwan Taylor, who's been struggling at right tackle, has allowed the 6 most pressures among O-linemen throughout the playoffs and ranks 27th out of 28 8 offensive linemen in the playoffs in his PFF grade this postseason, while Bosa, 18.7% pass rush win rate this postseason. That's second best among the edge rushers, the highest playoff mark of his career. He also, when you look back historically against in the games that they have faced the Chiefs, back in 2019 in the Super Bowl, he had a sack then. And then back in 2022, he also had a sack. And that was with Andy Reid doing everything possible. He even said in the post games, he was just trying to, you know, take out Nick Bosa of the equation on offense. And he did everything possible. He still came up with a sack in each of those games. So I think history is going to repeat itself in this one. I love Nick Bosa's spot in this one. I think he could cause some problems for the Chiefs in this one. What do you think?
He absolutely could, that's for sure. And I know the Chiefs' O-line is a little banged up getting into this one, so a little more chance for Bosa to get there.
All right. So, again, if you haven't checked out the Props AI tool, that's kind of what we've been using. You can check it out at linestarapp.com. A great time to check it out for the Super Bowl. The lines are super sharp, but the Linestar projections are pretty good too. So make sure you check it out at linestarapp.com. Find the best value in the prop market. Basically, Linestar compares the projections to what's out there in all the different sports books. And it'll just give you kind of like a one-stop shop for all your research needs for props. Hey, got to be doing the research before you place these props. The Super Bowl, these lines are tough. These are two amazing teams. So obviously the lines are super sharp as we head into Super Bowl 58. So definitely, you might need some help. Check out the Linestar app. It's there to help you out. All right. Now it is time for our last touchdown calls of the year, Tyler. Sad to say it, but who you got for an anytime touchdown in the Super Bowl?
I am going with Rashee Rice +130. Get in the end zone. He's tied with Travis Kelce in targets for the playoffs, but he has 1/3 of the TDs that Travis Kelce does. I think touchdown variance is going to come back Rice's way, as the 49ers just try and key in on Travis Kelce and slow him down as much as possible. And that's going to leave Rice with a touchdown.
Nice. When I was evaluating the touchdown calls for this one, I mean, CMC is a good bet, right? But like -250, 230, like forget it. I just don't love the value there. But the value I do like for one player in particular who's been the most targeted receiver or tied for the most targets is Deebo Samuel. 5 red zone targets over the last 4 weeks, and his price tag is +140. 5 red zone targets, despite the fact that, you know, got banged up in that game against the Packers and didn't even play the whole game. He has 7 touchdowns in the regular season, has yet to score in this year's playoffs. I think this time around he gets his first touchdown in the playoffs. And I mean, Debo's just a hard guy to tackle. He's strong and he's just like so elusive. I love his spot here for an anytime touchdown, especially at that plus money price tag. And when you consider like what a threat he is on offense, and Brock Purdy's going to be looking to him. And yeah, that's who I got. What do you think about Debo in this one? Factor, non-factor?
I definitely think he's going to be a factor. I think it really kind of depends on him. I think he can create a lot of mismatches for this defense. And so I think he's going to be pretty key in it.
Well, he could definitely cause mishmashes and mismatches both. Like, that's how talented he is for sure. All right. Now let's talk about the spread in this one. The 49ers, they had opened up 1.5-point favorites. Now that's actually gone in their favor. They're 2-point favorites in this one. But when you look at Patrick Mahomes' record as an underdog, it's pretty good, Tyler. I'll tell you that much. I think he is, 10-3 straight up as the underdog. What do you think about the odds in this one?
I think they're as they should be. I think it's going to be a very close game. Hard to ever go against Mahomes as an underdog. But I do like Brock Purdy. And I like the 49ers. I see so much on social media just constantly, you can't bet against Mahomes as an underdog. I don't know. I think I got to do it.
You're betting against him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what? I know we're going to get a lot of heat in the comments for this, but I'm right with you, Tyler. Bang, bang, Niner gang. Let's roll. when I look at this matchup, especially since the news of the offensive line a little bit banged up, I was looking at some of the mismatches. I think Nick Bosa is going to be a huge problem for Patrick Mahomes in this one. And in a way, when I look at the Chiefs and their path to the playoffs in this one, I look at the game against the Baltimore Ravens and they're good. The Chiefs are amazing. Patrick Mahomes, what he does is incredible. But I think at the same time, you can also point to like luck has kind of gone their way a little bit. I don't know. I think in this particular instance, I love the way that the 49ers have been able to like battle back specifically last week. They've shown a lot of resilience and able to kind of make adjustments all game long. I like the spot for the 49ers in this one. Brock Purdy, amazing story. Mr. Irrelevant, let's go. I know the story is going to be Patrick Mahomes. And hey, we deserve it. If the Chiefs win, I'll take all the heat. I don't care. But I just think the time, and I'm going to be rooting for the 49ers too. Because I just, you know, I want to see somebody else. What do you think? Although I know Tyler is just going to be really disappointed if he doesn't get to see Taylor Swift on the field post game. Right, Tyler?
I want it to stay in California, them to get the ship, 49ers to win, and you know, that's that. I wouldn't mind to not see Taylor Swift win too.
Yeah, I do see our, I keep going back and forth in my head too, because I'm like, do I really want to go against, you know, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, like.
But, totally.
It can go
either way. Andy Reid is an amazing coach, especially when given extra time. Mahomes is obviously great. There's a ton of reasons to go either way on this game.
And something we haven't.
And it's really exciting.
Yeah. And
it's exciting to actually have a Super Bowl that is probably going to be a very good game.
I love it. And something we haven't talked a ton about in this show so far is Steve Spagnuolo and the job he's done on defense for the Chiefs. They've got some dudes on defense, which is a totally different team than we saw a couple years ago against the 49ers that were, you know, all about firepower on offense. And this is just kind of like a totally different dynamic that we're looking at. Looking forward to seeing how it plays out either way. So, yeah. Looking forward to it. If you guys have any other prop bets that you guys like for the playoffs, let us know in the comments. We're all trying to help each other out and try to beat the books. Any prop bets you like as far as some nice fun ones, like what song Usher will play first?
Personally, I haven't looked at any of the ancillary anthem, weird ones.
Gatorade colors. Yeah, I'm staying away from all of that, but it's fun. Heads or tails? Are you a heads or tails guy?
Tails never fails.
Let's go. All in on tails. Here we go. Good luck, everybody, in all of your prop betting endeavors. If you have any questions, drop them in the comments as well. Want to help you guys out in your prop betting endeavors. Or if you have any DFS questions, drop them in the comments. Take down Tyler. We'll try to help you out and give you some good advice as we approach the Super Bowl. Should be a good game. Enjoy the game. Bet responsibly. We'll see you guys next time. Have a good one.
Have a good one, guys. Bye.